Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name is Michael, and thanks for joining me for this episode, a quick screen episode of The Last Full Measure. It's a film starring Sebastian Stan, Samuel L. Jackson, and many others, and I'll get more into the cast as I go along, but what this film is about, it's inspired by a true story. And that's of the life of William Pitzenberger, who is an Air Force parajumper. He served in Vietnam. He was a medic of sorts. What he did was he essentially went into a firefight and saved a lot of men who were trapped in a firefight in Vietnam in 66, I believe, when it happened. And this is the story of the fight by those that he saved and by a Department of Defense attorney, who's played by Sebastian Stan, who fought to make sure that he got the Medal of Honor recognition. So that's the story itself is split between 1999 and 2000. When Sebastian Stan is serving as a DOD lawyer and working and gets this case essentially put on him, one of the airmen that worked alongside Pitzenberger was trying again, had been trying for 30 years or so to get this recognition for Pitzenberger. He had gotten the Silver Cross. They mentioned in the film, but he wasn't recognized for the Medal of Honor, and so there was this fight to get this recognition, and so it had been kind of put on the back burner, and it got dumped into the lap of Sebastian Stan's character, and he reluctantly kind of picks up the case and goes around and gets interviews from some of the men that Pitzenberger helped to save. And as he's going along hearing these stories, Sebastian's character, Scott, he becomes attached to this cause and basically even to the point of sacrificing political clout, does his best to make this happen. And so during these interviews and during the course of the film, we see flashbacks back to this operation called Operation Abilene and what had happened when Pitzenberger, who the Air Force got called in, wasn't supposed to be there, but because this firefight took place and the medic that was on the ground got killed, there needed to be somebody that could come in and help. And so Pitzenberger volunteers and goes down there and, you know, with risk of his own life, and eventually he does get killed in action, sacrifices himself so that many people could be saved, and he was instrumental in that. And so you see that through the course of the film. It goes back and forth between these interviews that are taking place from some of the men that he saved back to the events that took place in the war. This film, It's not going to get a wide release as far as I know. It's probably limited release. It's going to fly under a lot of radars. I just happened to know of it through seeing trailers of the film and hearing about it. But it is a film that if you get the opportunity to see it, you should see it. Especially if you're someone who is into war films or someone who loves a good drama or based or inspired on a true story. This film is very well done. I think that the cinematography is good, and especially how it cuts back and forth between what was present day, 99-2000, and 1966, and you can see subtle differences in the color tone of the film, which takes place when and how it's shot. When it's shot in Vietnam, the battle, you are very much up close and personal with the soldiers that are there, and very much see right into their faces in the action, and what, and it's just very intense, those moments. And then you feel the drama with the interviews and with everything that's taking place with Scott and those that he's interviewing, and the struggles that they're feeling 30 years later from the action. So it's the cinematography as well, the casting. That, to me, the cast is probably the top-notch selling point for me of the film, because up and down the roster of actors and actresses, you have almost a who's who. Like I mentioned, you got Sebastian Stan, who, you know, he's best known for playing the Winter Soldier in the Marvel films. He does a tremendous job in this film. I would say it's probably his most underrated performance. I think that if you see this film, you'll see what I mean by just how great of an actor he is, and the spectrum that he goes through throughout the film. But he is just but one of a litany of great actors that are here. You have Samuel L. Jackson, you have Peter Fonda, who I believe this is one of his last roles before he passed away. You have William Hurt, you have Ed Harris, you have Amy Madigan, you have Bradley Whitford, you have even, you know, someone who is relatively unknown, the guy that plays Fridge in the new Jumanji films. He's in this film. He does a very underrated performance, one that, again, if you only know him from the Jumanji films, and that's that. I just happened to, when I was watching the film, I was like, hey, wait, isn't that Fridge from Jumanji? And I looked up on IMDb real quick after I got out of the theater, and it was him. It's so he does a tremendous job in the film, and so many others. This film, Christopher Plummer, another great actor who does a great performance. Up and down this roster, it's almost like a who's who of quality actors that are in the film, and they shine. Each of their parts up and down the film, they do a tremendous job, and they help sell the depth and the gravitas of the film. So definitely, they're a huge selling point to the last full measure. I would definitely, if I was go ahead and putting it on my list of underrated films of the year, I would already go ahead and put that on the list. Even kind of like with Bad Boys for Life, even though it's going to be, you know, top action film of the year, you know, even though it's January, I will go ahead and say The Last Full Measure is going to be on my top five of most underrated films of the year. So it's definitely, if you have an opportunity, if it's in a theater that's near you, go check it out, go see it. It is definitely worth it. I would highly recommend seeing the film. So that's my quick screen reaction to The Last Full Measure. Thanks for joining me for this episode. Also, I didn't do a quick screen episode of Weathering With You, which I saw earlier this week. But that's another film that I would highly recommend. If you love anime films, if you love quality original stories, that's a film worth checking out too. So if Weathering With You is in a theater near you, go check it out as well. So thanks for joining me. Again, if you have an opportunity, like, subscribe to the Quick Screen, the Screen Nerds podcast on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Go do that. Share the episodes. If you listen to it and you like it, you know, please share. If you have any questions, feedback, email me, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. Follow on Twitter @screennerdspod. And again, thanks for being a part of this community, and thank you for joining me, and hope to have you join next time for another episode of the Screen Nerds Podcast. Thanks again.